Okay, the third presentation today is by Jack Eshman and Richard Trevino. We're talking about their piece here, The Cosmic Web of Light.
Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for being here today. I'm Jack Eshman.
And my name is Richard Trevino. We're undergraduate architecture students studying here at the University of Pittsburgh. And we're also two of the artists in residence here for the university's physics and astronomy program.
We're very excited to present the art installation that we've created for this year's program under the guidance of Professor Andrew Zentner and our faculty advisor, Drew Armstrong.
So for our project, we shadowed the research of Dr. Zentner, who's a theorist that specializes in the study of the universe and its origins. From his research, we learned of the properties of dark matter, which is an unknown component of the universe that makes up much of the material within it.
For a bit of background, we'd like to talk about one of the aspects of Dr. Zentner's work that we thought was particularly interesting. As our universe has expanded and fluctuated in density over billions of years, we can observe a structure of galaxies and gas, which you can see in the background of this image called the cosmic web. The cosmic web is composed of interconnected filaments of clustered galaxies and gas in areas of high dark matter density because of the gravitational pull of the dark matter. There are some really cool implications to these findings. One in particular that we found to be pretty powerful was that the cosmic web implies that there's some sort of interconnectivity between galaxies within our universe.
So we'd also like to briefly mention the framework of our design process, which is systems-based design. So this is something that we learned from our architecture studio. Systems-based design strategy can be understood as a conceptual framework for metaphorically representing concepts through the methodical and systems-oriented creation of three-dimensional matrices. So using one of our architecture studio projects as an example here, we begin with the selection of a concept to serve as a metaphorical representation of our future design. Following this selection, we define components and connect them in order to further represent our concept within this existing methodology. And lastly, we deconstruct and reassemble these components, creating a three-dimensional sculptural matrix that represents our chosen concept.
So as we went through the research process and learned more about Dr. Zentner's work, we became inspired by these three-dimensional simulations of how the cosmic web is formed. The simulation you see here is done through one of our parametric architecture softwares that's meant to recreate the ones shown to us by Professor Zentner.
Using these visual representations as a sculptural framework for our design, we took samples of Dr. Zentner's numerical data, which is over 200,000 individual inputs, and we created a point cloud using this same parametric software. So this point cloud we've created here serves to directly visualize Dr. Zentner's mathematical data, creating a data-driven version of this cosmic web.
So now we have this super cool point cloud where each point on this cloud represents a single galaxy in our universe, but it was so dense that we wanted to find a way to refine our representation of Dr. Zentner's work. And so in classic architecture fashion, we cut sections of the point cloud. And so what you see here is an isometric view of the point cloud zoomed in with the section cuts that we made illustrated there.
So we then reassembled these section planes in line with their coinciding data to establish a cube that's representative of both Dr. Zentner's data and the three-dimensional simulations that inspired us early on. So also, as two architecture students, I'm sure you can probably imagine a few of the ways that we thought of artistically applying the sculpture that we created. And we really couldn't help ourselves with that one. But then we took a step back and we thought about our original research meetings. We thought about the cosmic web as a whole, and we also thought about dark matter itself specifically.
So dark matter is still a very mysterious and unknown component, but what we do know is that it does not absorb, reflect, or emit light. And after considering this, we asked ourselves, what if we disregarded that, but entirely on purpose?
And it was here that we decided to place a light source within our sculpture, and the result of which would bring us our final design. So with this final installation, we'd like to highlight the artistic juxtaposition that we've created here. We take our cube that represents dark matter and allow it to function as a light sculpture. Our components become shading devices, reflecting light in dynamic and unconventional patterns. Our cosmic web repeats across every facade, creating shadows that represent its possibility for infinite expansion.
So as you can see, the light plays an integral role in our sculpture, and the fact that in reality dark matter is such a mysterious and elusive component of our universe creates an irony within our project that we believe to be truly beautiful.